Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Of 1963, 45 current communist goals were submitted to the Congressional Record. Number 13 was, do away with loyalty oaths. 60 years later, on the very same day, Biden, Obrador, and Trudeau met in Mexico City for the Declaration of North America, which states a plan to unify North America under the ideas of diversity, climate change, migration, health, and regional security. The beginnings of a North American Union, which is a step towards a one-world government. According to law, elected officials must swear an oath that they will support, defend, and bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And through the Freedom of Information Act, U.S. Attorney Todd Callender, along with his team at Project Proper Oath, found that not a single member of the existing cabinet has a valid oath of office. U.S. Secretary of the Treasury Janet Yellen has no oath of office. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has no oath of office and has also failed to register as a foreign agent, which is required due to serving on the boards and conducting international business with Raytheon, Nucor, and Tenet Healthcare. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland has no oath of office. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has no oath of office. U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas has no oath of office. U.S. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg has no oath of office. U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services Xavier Becerra, responsible for declaring a national emergency during COVID, has no oath of office. Former Director of the Centers for Disease Control Rochelle Walensky had no oath of office. U.S. Special Counsel Jack Smith, responsible for investigating the January 6th U.S. Capitol attack, has no oath of office. U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Matthew Graves, Chief Prosecutor of Jan Sixers, has no oath of office. Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris, has no oath of office. Within 30 days of appointment to public office, all public officials are legally required to have a signed and notarized copy of their oath of office. And it appears as if no elected officials in the federal government have one. They are either non-existent, incomplete, or fraudulent. The fraudulent ones are missing signatures, are not notarized, and in most of them, the words, "So help me God," are in all caps. In the U.S. Constitution, "So help me God" is not in all caps. And this matters, as many have been telling us for decades, including the great Jordan Maxwell.
Today, the entire world of mankind operates under a world law, which is referred to as the law of the high seas, or international maritime admiralty. When you were born, you came out of your mother's water. Since you came out of your mother's water, you are a maritime product. This is why, when you were born, the dock has to sign your birth certificate, the Maritime Admiralty Manifest, showing that your mother brought you into the world and you were going to make money. Anything in this country, if it's a lawful, legal document of any kind, your name must be, according to maritime law, be in all capital letters. Why? Because you do not own your body. You do not own yourself. All capital letters name implies that you are a maritime admiralty product. You are not a human. You're not a living entity. You are a product. Your living entity person, the actual you, is represented under law by upper and lower case name. So you are a corporation whether you know it or not. But you are merely a subsidiary of a larger corporation called United States. This is the way the law works.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
ladies and gentlemen, we go live from the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. Coming up next.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWars.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-hour clean energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. This is the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex today. We may be hearing from Alex before the end of this live transmission with 209 days and some odd hours to go until the 2024 presidential election. Now, I have a lot of news revolving around that election, specifically on some major issues. And I think that Republican voters and Trump supporters are going to have to make some difficult decisions or some difficult measurements in the upcoming months. And we always suspected that the Democrats were going to use abortion as the key issue to either stop Trump from getting votes or to get single-issue voters out to vote Democrat. And they've been laying this groundwork for quite some time, and we're kind of reaching a pivotal moment in this. So Trump has to come out and make a statement that upsets some pro-lifers, and then the Republican Party piles on, and then the Democrat Party tries to go further so that Trump can't get that message out. So I'm going to be breaking all of this down for you. Explain Trump's mindset, the Republican far pro-life mindset, like what Mike Pence is doing, which is ironic, by the way, which is ironic when Mike Pence goes and hand signs with a Sharpie bombs. Yeah. Mike Pence goes and hand signs bombs with a Sharpie because he wants you to know that he likes those Israeli bombs. He supports those Israeli bombs that are going to be used to kill. But he's pro-life. Oh, give me a break. So let's just weigh it all. Let's measure it all. Let's look what the Democrats are doing. Let's look at what Trump said. And then let's revisit something as well that happened in the last couple of weeks that's very important. From the Biden fundraiser with Clinton and Obama, and then all the celebrities like Lizzo and all the rest, to the Trump fundraiser. Because there's actually an interesting story there that should not be ignored. But yeah, there's pro-life Mike Pence. Oh, Donald Trump's so bad. He's making a political decision on pro-life, pro-choice. I hand sign bombs. I hand sign explosive devices. I'm the real pro-life candidate. I'm the real conservative. Ugh. Man, did Mike Pence turn out to be beyond a letdown. This man is beyond a letdown at this point. So we're going to get into that. And then some other political developments dealing with Tulsi Gabbard is now on a campaign, and she has been for a while, but she's got a new book out, and she's doing podcast interviews. And she's urging centrist liberals or fair-minded Democrats to abandon the Democrat Party before it's too late. Before it's too late, meaning they're going to turn into a one-party totalitarian dictatorship if you give them political power from here on out. And she's right. She's right. And they sit here and act like, we're against the elite. We're against the rich. And then they have these massive fundraisers with all the rich and all the elite celebrities and everything else. And then they tell you, see, we're for the little guy. $100,000 a head for a table. But then Trump actually does grassroots fundraising. So we'll weigh all that. Mitch McConnell climbed out of his hole, stuck his head out of his shell, and did what he was told to do, I suppose, coming out against TikTok, which is actually kind of strange, considering his wife, a major Chinese influence on him politically. But he wants TikTok. He says TikTok is a threat. Well, that's interesting, because there is a real threat, actually. Oh, and then McConnell is apparently bullying Mike Johnson behind the scenes, too. And trying to guide his political decisions. You know, Mitch McConnell, the guy that can barely stand up and walk. But, oh, Mitch McConnell says TikTok is a national security threat. You know, there's been a whisper into the wind for the last couple of weeks. There's been a whisper into the wind the last couple of weeks, couple of months, from the FBI, from DHS, Border Patrol, the National Security Council. They've been whispering it into the wind. And it just kind of just blows away, doesn't make a big noise, just and then it's gone. But all these intelligence agencies, all these security agencies, are all saying the same thing. And they're warning that they believe a terror attack in the United States could be imminent. Yeah. Yeah. And they point the finger at Russia. They say, well, because Russia just endured their terror attack, now the terror threat here is up. Well, that might be real, but why would that be such a threat? Oh, because the southern border is wide open. Wide open. And Border Patrol is releasing their numbers already in fiscal year 2024. 69 suspects on the terror watch list have been apprehended at the southern border. 69. No, that's not Elon Musk making a joke. That's the number of potential terrorists apprehended at the southern border. And so the FBI, Border Patrol, DHS, National Security Council, they all come out and say the same thing. Terror attack imminent. Terror attack highest threat level in modern history. Avoid large gatherings. Avoid sporting events. What? What? Do the math, folks. Pretty simple math, unless you're a liberal. Then you might struggle. Pretty simple math. Russia and its allies know that it's the United States funding and pushing Ukraine into these conflicts. Working Ukraine like a puppet. Working Ukraine like a dog on a leash. Using Ukraine as essentially a political forward operating base in the face of Russia. Russia and its allies. Look at the United States for that, as they're engaged in this war that's cost hundreds of thousands of lives and will continue to go on. And then you have the Arab world looking at what Israel is doing, bombing whatever country they feel like, bombing the Gaza Strip, bombing embassies in Syria. And they know, boy, why does Israel have this chutzpah? Well, it's probably because they get supported by the United States with all that money and all that political support. Okay, well, gee, a lot of countries mad at Ukraine, a lot of countries mad at Israel, but they know who sits behind them, encouraging them, cheering them on. And then you have a wide open southern border with millions of people pouring in, many of which we cannot even count.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The borders put me and my family in a state of danger, maybe cause World War III. It's fine. I got fancy stuff. I got cool gadgets. I got loud speakers. And it's obviously more complex than this. You didn't hear about ISIS. Why was Trump able to defeat ISIS? Was it a military strategy? Not really. Trump was able to defeat ISIS because he cut the supply line. He cut the funding. He cut the arms. It's really that simple. See, this is why the intelligence community was so pissed off at Donald Trump. This is why the deep state was in an absolute fit of rage at Donald Trump. Because they wanted to go in there and manipulate him with intelligence reports. And continue the funding and continue the money pouring into these proxy groups. But see, Trump is a rational guy who thinks for himself, who wants to make his own decisions. So they might say, Trump, we need to move these arms, or we need to move this money. And he might sit down and say, why? To who? What's the end? What's the goal? And they'd be like, well, that's classified. And they kind of look it around the room, looking at one another like, ooh, ooh, ooh. Should we tell him this? He's not really in the club. Should we tell him about the war crimes we've been committing? Should we tell him how we actually fund and support terror in the Middle East? We can't do that, can we? Not with him. Oh, geez. Oh, that's classified, President. Oh, really? You're not going to tell me? Well, how about no money then, huh? How about that? How about no funds? No funds, no arms. So go ahead. Get out of my office. So they got pissed. And remember, and then they tried to go rogue. And they would publish it in the mainstream news acting like Trump's the bad guy. And they said, intelligence community furious at Trump. Not going to be giving him briefings anymore. Ignoring the briefings. So they just won't give him information. They're going to go act rogue now. All illegal. All criminal activity. But it all been going on. Why did Newt Gingrich come out and say, in 2016, do you know why they hate Trump? Because he's not in the club. Because he's not part of the secret societies. So much of this is about war and funding wars and funding terror groups and having these proxy groups and having these spy groups and running these blackmail campaigns. And usually the president who's in the club enough, they just say, all right, Mr. President, you can have plausible deniability. We need to send these groups some weapons. We need to send these groups some money. And then it comes out in the Obama administration and they just rewrite the headlines because they got caught funding ISIS. So they call it the Islamic State, then they call it ISIS, then they call it ISIS-K because they kept getting caught funding these radical jihadi groups, these proxy groups in the Middle East, funding them in Syria. And so they come out and they rewrite the headline and they say moderate rebels, Obama funding moderate rebels. But they tell the president. They say, oh, Mr. President, you can have plausible deniability. We're not going to give you the intel reports here. We just need some funding and some money, and it's going to be fine, okay? And the president just says, oh, okay, wink, wink, nod, nod, signs it off, and then the money goes out and the arms go out. And it's plausible deniability. And he gets it, they get it, and everybody goes on. But not with Trump. Trump didn't want that. Trump wanted the information. Trump wanted to know what was going on. And it drove them insane. So that's why they started to say, well, we're not going to do intelligence briefings with Trump anymore. And they said, Trump ignoring intelligence briefings. No, they wouldn't tell him what was going on. He would ask questions. They wouldn't tell him. So how did Trump defeat ISIS? He cut the funds and he cut the arms. Why is the first thing they did in the Biden administration, when he gets in office, sending hundreds of billions of dollars to Ukraine and sending all this military support with no oversight? They had catching up to do. They were way behind. They had to refund all their proxy groups. They had to rearm all their proxy groups in the Middle East. Ukraine is just the middleman, the rat hole. And now they're back. And now the intelligence community says, yep, terror attack could happen. Large gatherings, United States, concert halls, ball games, parks, venues. Yeah. Well, golly gee, how are they getting the money? How are they getting the weapons? How are they getting in? It's all policy. It's all Washington, D.C., deep state, Pentagon, military-industrial complex, policy. And so that's what's so frustrating. And then we have to sit here and take it. And they just whisper it into the wind. Sunday night news. Oh, yeah, all the intelligence agencies, all the security agencies agree. terror attack imminent in the United States thanks to the open border. And it's ISIS, by the way. Big eclipse coming up. Make sure you travel on the totality path. It's going to be the greatest thing ever. Here's where you can get your sunglasses and blah, 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 blah. You might get shot up by ISIS terrorists, but hey, it's going to be great. We're less than halfway into fiscal year 2024, and the number of people on the terror watch list arrested at the border is more than 2017 to 2021 combined.
You mean the Biden White House is funding no oversight to all the money and the weapons going into Ukraine, which is known for corruption, and now ISIS is back, and now our southern border is open? I mean, I'm scratching my head here. I don't know what the hell's going on. I'm so confused. I'm so disoriented. Why is there a terror threat?
U.S. intel warns of potential terrorist threat at gatherings after Moscow attack. I mean, this is just nuts. So wait, ISIS wants to attack Russia, and ISIS wants to attack the United States? Somebody explain that logic to me. Somebody explain that linear development to me. No, it's the same proxy groups. It's the same troglodytes. It's the same criminals. And they put them into these groups, and they fund them, and they arm them. And some of them are just bat crap crazy. Others might be religious extremists. Others they might pull out of prison. And they might say, hey, you're going to run this deal, and we're going to give your family some money, and they'll be taken care of, but you're going to go die here. You're going to go jihad. But see, the attack in Moscow, what was the missing element? They want to say it was ISIS, and maybe it was. These people might have been affiliated with ISIS. But what was the missing element? They tried to escape. They had an escape route into Ukraine. So we've got more on this, and I think that the strategy from Russia here is now becoming clear. It's just, there is no strategy from the White House. There is no intelligence from the White House. They're just setting all of this up. And, what do they expect here? I guess they expect that they'll remain in power, and so it just won't matter to them. I guess that's what they're expecting. But we don't have serious leadership in Washington, D.C., folks. We don't. We have a lack of serious leadership. It's lacking. It's clown leadership in D.C. And they come out and warn you, terror attack imminent, and it just gets rushed away, whispered into the wind.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at a bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
This is just absolute craziness that we're dealing with here. And I'm just looking for rational minds. I'm just trying to find rational, common sense minds anywhere here. It's funny, J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon gets it. He's warning about this. World events and polarizing politics creating risks that could eclipse anything since World War II. So you have Russia essentially coming out and really, I mean, they're blaming Ukraine, but everybody knows Ukraine is just America's puppet at this point. Just a proxy state, essentially. And we have a wide open southern border. It's just like, what? And the Republicans don't even do anything about it. Mitch McConnell's on the floor of the Capitol today complaining about TikTok. Saying TikTok is a national security threat. Oh my gosh. What a joke. What a joke. We have no serious leadership. Oh yeah, Mitch. That damn TikTok opening the border. That damn TikTok telling people to come in. That damn TikTok giving them free money, free food, free housing, everything else, free rides. That damn TikTok, people are using TikTok to get their airplane tickets and their bus tickets and their map routes. That darn TikTok. I mean, it's just a joke. It's a clown show. It's a clown show. And they all sit here. Everybody's got to take on the TikTok deal. Everybody in Congress. Oh, it's a nice, safe, easy topic. Pick your side and go with it, baby. Yeah. But when the intel communities and Border Patrol and the FBI and the National Security Council, and they all come out and they say, terror attack imminent. Avoid large gatherings. Oh, I don't want to touch that. I don't want to deal with that. Let me talk about TikTok. Yeah. That's the one. I'm talking about TikTok. I'm Mitch McConnell. I'm talking about TikTok. Yeah. TikTok's a national security threat. Look at me. You're a clown. See, it's so disgusting that I have to come on air and I have to say this. It's disgusting. I feel gross. I feel slimy. But is it going to take a terror attack in this country for our Congress members? Or are you going to sit there and talk about TikTok? A child's app. I'm disgusted. See, that's the problem is, I don't want to see that. I don't want to deal with that. I want to see something happen before we deal with that. I want to say, what are we doing right now? But nobody's serious. Nobody's serious in the FBI. Oh, don't worry. Don't worry. Probably between now and the end of April, they'll probably get 5 to 10 more people that were in D.C. on January 6th. Yeah. 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 That's what we'll do. That's what we'll do. And maybe we'll get a TikTok ban. Maybe we'll get a vote on a TikTok ban. What do you think about that? What do you think about that? It's a joke. It's disgusting. So let's be perfectly clear. I pray to God there isn't a terror attack in this country. I pray to God we don't see bloodshed. I pray to God there isn't a false flag to get us deeper embedded with Israel or deeper embedded in the Middle East or deeper embedded in Ukraine. I pray to God. But as far as I can tell right now, nobody's taking any of that seriously in D.C. Barely anybody even gets that in the American media. So it's like, I don't want to get punched in the face to have to wake up. Okay. I don't want my alarm to ring in the morning and then Mike Tyson to come into my bedroom and pop me right in the face to wake me up. But boy, oh boy, that sure would do it, wouldn't it? Like, oh gee, I just got punched by Mike Tyson. I'm awake now. Yeah, I'm thinking about TikTok. I think about abortion and TikTok. It's like, oh yeah, it's kind of nice. All right, yeah.
more money for Ukraine, more money for Israel, more money, more money, more weapons, more military. Mike Pence goes, signs a bomb. It's so frustrating. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. So I pray to God that more Americans don't have to die. I pray to God more Americans don't have to suffer because of this corrupt leadership in Washington, D.C., this joke clown leadership in our intelligence communities, our national security communities, this do-nothing leadership in D.C. I pray to God we don't have to see bloodshed because of it. I pray to God. And look, I'm not up here being the fearmonger here. Everybody's sitting here, the eclipse and the cell phones and the power outages and CERN and all this stuff. And we were up here saying, relax, the day's going to come and go and nothing's going to happen. So this isn't a fearmongering campaign. This is the real deal. So I don't want to have Mike Tyson come and punch me in the face to wake me up. So it looks like Russia's strategy in Ukraine is pretty clear here, though. They're just going to bleed Ukraine dry. And they're basically just going to make Ukraine send all of its men into the meat grinder, or women now, or children. Anybody they can throw out there that's not in Kiev. It's the Kiev regime protecting itself, living in a bubble. And then they just go out everywhere else and just send everybody to the war and to the meat grinder. Most of them just go out there and immediately surrender. But it looks like that's the strategy now, is Russia is just basically in a war of attrition and just bleeding Ukraine to the last man. And then maybe they'll advance into Kiev or something else. I mean, I don't know. But at this stage in the game, that's basically Russia's strategy, is the slow bleed out of the entire Ukrainian military. And that's why every time you see Zelensky, he's sitting here begging for money, begging for arms, begging for support, begging for troops. Because Ukraine has been bled dry by that tiny tyrant. Fake marriages with disabled women in Ukraine are soaring as loophole buys man a ticket out of military service. That's what they think. Ukraine resorting to drafting retarded men. And children and women and old people, it's anything they can get, as long as it's not in Kiev, as long as they're protecting the Kiev regime. But that's all about to change, I feel. All Ukrainians must fight, says the general. Ukrainian citizens must realize that none of them will be able to escape mobilization as Kiev's military suffers personnel shortages. Land Forces Commander Alexander Pavlyuk warned in a Facebook post on Monday. And again, this belief is from the young kids and the oligarchs and the rich folks and the rich kids in Kiev, is that they're never going to have to fight this war. It's kind of like the DC of Ukraine in a way. It's not a perfect comparison, but basically, it's like Lindsey Graham saying, bomb Iran, bomb these guys, bomb that guy. But Lindsey Graham ain't going to war. It's like the same thing in Kiev. So, but it's coming to their front door, whether they realize it or not. Maybe ours too, unfortunately.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that if you just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3, on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I'm just sickened by all of this, and the frustration here is this continuation of this hopelessness, or this helplessness, rather. It's like, we can't do anything about the border invasion. We can't do anything about the corruption in D.C. We can't do anything about our government making the world a more dangerous place, making America a more dangerous place. It's just this helpless feeling. It's just like a total criminal activity. I mean, it's totally the most dastardly individuals running the whole thing. And then we're just sitting here, we're just helpless. See, that's what's so frustrating. It's like, we're not helpless. We are fully capable of doing something about all of this. I always make the analogy of lifting weights. Anybody that does heavy lifting knows. I mean, it's like, okay, well, maybe you're going for a new lift, or maybe you're going for more weight, the most weight you've ever done. There's that hesitation because it's, you know, it's potentially dangerous. You can get hurt, whatever. All right, well, I'm going to try to squat this much, or I'm going to try to bench this much, or I'm going to try to do this power clean, or I'm going to try to do this deadlift. Most weight I've ever done. It's a lot.
But there's like, you do it once, it's like, oh, I can do this. Oh, I can do this. Oh, I'm going to do it twice. Then you do it three times. Then you do it 10 times. It's like, we just have to realize we can lift that weight. We can do it. Again, we're just too comfortable. We don't want to. I mean, if we just had any will at all in Congress. But see what they do now. You take a little action. You go to Washington, D.C. on January 6th. You take a little action. What do? They come after you. They threaten you. They threaten your family. They throw you in jail. They censor you on social media. That puts them right back in line. But it's just, it's all on a razor's edge, man. It's all on a razor's edge. Now, I want to move on from this because it's just too frustrating. And let's just pray we don't have to endure something truly bad. That is like the next domino to fall. Let's just pray we don't have to. Let's just pray it's not inevitable. But I've got to move on, or I'll just sit up here ranting and raving, just knowing it's all avoidable, and just take some will from people in D.C., from people in Congress. Just take some people to get serious. Just take some people in the media to get serious. But it's a hope and a prayer. So I'm just going to move on. And we do have some other important news to cover. We'll get into more of the political stuff here. Now, everything we do here is brought to you by you. Shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's such a relief factor because I've got stories today we're going to cover about how Anthony Fauci, and it's Rand Paul, it's Elon Musk, it's others, are calling him out, telling it's time for criminal investigations and prosecutions, and that just kind of that's just kind of a figurehead of the larger issue of big pharmaceutical and these vaccines killing people. But it's like you go to the mainstream news, you go to these late night frauds like Stephen Colbert, and it's like, why do they support the vaccine so much? Why are they telling you to take this vaccine? And then it cuts to commercial, and it's a Pfizer ad. Whoop-de-doo. Oh, no wonder they want you to take the vaccine. It's their sponsor. We don't have to worry about that here. We don't have that guilt. I don't know if Stephen Colbert sleeps with the guilt of pushing a deadly vaccine on people or not, but maybe he's a soul to school. We don't have to deal with that. We're sponsored by you buying great products at InfoWarsStore.com, so we can tell you the truth about big developments, big issues, big items. And we actually want you to be healthy, so we sell good health supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's really a simple equation. Health supplements are like a life hack for your health. They've become one of the biggest industries in the last couple of decades with good reason. I mean, I probably take like 20 pills a day myself. Most, if not all, some days are from InfoWarsStore.com. So we just said, this is a booming industry. People want to be healthy. They want to find a way to take a supplement that can make their health better. And so we just brought the best supplements we could find on the market, or we improved them, and we brought them to InfoWarsStore.com. And one of the original game changers and one of the original products was Survival Shield, nascent iodine, from InfoWarsStore.com. And probably about 10 or so years ago, maybe more now, it was the first product I ever purchased from InfoWarsStore.com. It might have been more than that now. I can't even remember, but it was probably about 10 or so years ago when Survival Shield debuted on InfoWars Store, nascent iodine. And so it was the first product I purchased, and it was truly a game changer. And you can hear all about the different effects, positive effects that it's had from people that take it. But what we're dealing with here is they put the bad chemicals in the water, like fluoride, and then they take out the good chemicals from your diet, like iodine. And when you don't have iodine, and when you have iodine deficiency, it causes all kinds of different health problems, a myriad of health problems, thyroid problems. When you have thyroid problems, that causes a bunch of other problems. So we just addressed that head on, and we said, what's the most powerful nascent iodine supplement we can find? Let's make it ourselves. We did so. It's Survival Shield X3 at InfoWarsStore.com. Right now, it's 40% off while supplies last. But even the process of getting the ingredients to this and putting it into this formula are almost a miracle in and of itself.
This product is the real deal. It's a true game changer. It's nascent triiodine survival shield X3. Infowarsstore.com. 40% off while supplies last. I'm telling you, the nascent iodine story is in and of itself just so incredible when you realize what you've been lacking, when you realize the iodine deficiency issues that can be cured just by getting a product, a supplement to introduce iodine back into your diet. Well, it's Survival Shield X3, nascent triiodine, InfoWarsStore.com. You get a great product. You support InfoWars in the process to keep us on the air. So it's a total win. InfoWarsStore.com. It's your support there that powers everything we do here. Now, all right. Let's look at some other stuff here. Let's have maybe we need a little comic relief. Maybe we need a little comic relief here as we close out the first hour and enter the second, dealing with some heaviness there. Joe Biden, boy, this guy's something, isn't he? This guy is truly something. Would you believe me if I told you Joe Biden has claimed that he was raised Puerto Rican, Greek, Irish, Catholic, Jewish, Italian, Polish, Palestinian, Persian, and black? Would you believe that? Certainly Joe Biden hasn't claimed all of those things. Or maybe he has. Actually, he definitely has. Here's the video proof in clip 9.
I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community. I had a very close relationship with the Greek American community, for real. I am Joe Biden.
For real.
I grew up in a heavily Irish Catholic community in state of Pennsylvania.
Oh, we all needed this. Let's start it again from the top. I'm going to turn my mic off because I'm going to be interrupting and laughing too much. Joe Biden, the most diverse multicultural human being in the history of the world. He's for real.
I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community. I had a very close relationship with the Greek American community, for real. I am Joe Bidenopoulos. I grew up in a heavily Irish Catholic community in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and a heavily Italian Polish community.
When I say I got raised in the black church, he knows I'm not kidding.
The Persian culture is amazing. As a student of the Persian culture,
I probably went to shul more than many of you.
I come out of the black community.
The background of my family is Irish American. Not fundamentally unlike the Palestinian people.
I raised in the synagogue in my state.
Everybody in town was either Polish or Italian. I grew up feeling self-conscious. My name didn't end in an SKI.
I was raised in a neighborhood where I felt self-conscious. My name didn't end in O.
That's kind of how I was raised, like so many Americans of Irish heritage.
In HBCU, in your home state, Mr. President.
Let me tell you, forget about it. That's where I got raised, man.
Just like rabbis, synagogues, and Jewish community centers in your hometowns, and that's the tradition I got raised.
Hard-working people, the middle class, the neighborhoods I got raised in.
I was raised on GM.
I was raised by Danny Noe.
I was raised by a righteous Christian.
I got raised on automobiles.
What an absolute liar. He just lies. It's just like, it's so natural for Joe Biden. He doesn't even think twice. He doesn't have to. He just opens his mouth, starts talking, and makes it up from there. We got more from Biden. Do you think could Joe Biden possibly make the bridge collapse in Baltimore about him? He did. He made it about himself. Go figure. It's all about Joe Biden. It's all about Poopy Pants Joe.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.